This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So coming from an intellectual point of view, that's another topic. We're speaking now about a guy to make him understand some of the doubts that the atheists bring. If your Lord was really Arhamur Rahimin, Sheikh Abdul Basit, do you know Sheikh Abdul Basit? From Masjid Furqan. He always tells me, and every time I teach Qadar, this comes to my mind. He's debating with a guy, Somali brother. Debating with a Somali brother. The Somali brother is telling the Sheikh, if your Lord is really Arhamur Rahimin, merciful as he claims in the Quran, then why is babies being killed? Stephen Fry, you don't know Stephen Fry? Huh? Who's Stephen Fry? Which one, huh? Stop. I've been using him in my lectures. Stephen Fry is a documentarist. The atheist one, the one that one time came out and he said, how dare you? Do you remember that? Is that Stephen Fry, sir? Yeah, I'm speaking about Stephen Fry. I think Stephen Hawking is dead, sir. Yeah, he's not dead. Huh? He recently died. Whether he died or not, we're speaking. Stephen Fry comes out and he says it openly. His views on his video is what? 10 million, ikhwani, 10 million. Wallahi, Muslims watch him and they get doubts. And one of the ways now to answer this shubha, and how sometimes some of the evils that take place in our dunya, how do we answer this kind of shubha? We mentioned before, ikhwani, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed the good and the evil. And everything has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The good of it and likewise the evil of it. Allahu khaliq kulli shay. How do we put this now with the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? وَالشَّرُّ لَيْسَ إِلَيْكَ. The evil doesn't go back to you. There's a hadith. The hadith that we read when we go into the salat. وَالشَّرُّ لَيْسَ إِلَيْكَ وَالْخَيْرُ بِيَدَيْكَ وَالشَّرُّ لَيْسَ إِلَيْكَ. Dua al-istiftah. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he talks about this matter. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَخْلُقُ شَرًّا مَحْضًا. Make sure you write this down. This is very, very important. Makes you understand all the nusus together, put together. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't create something that is pure evil. بَلْ كُلُّ مَا يَخْلُقُهُ فَفِيهِ حِكْمَةٌ. بَلْ كُلُّ مَا يَخْلُقُهُ فَفِيهِ حِكْمَةٌ. هُوَ بِاعْتِبَارِهَا خَيْرٌ. And everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates, it is based upon His wisdom. Shall I repeat again? Allah subhanahu فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَخْلُقُ شَرًّا مَحْدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't create anything that is pure evil. Rather, everything that He creates, بَلْ كُلُّ مَا يَخْلُقُ فِي حِكْمَةً. And everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates, there's wisdom based on it. Huh? Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala majmu' al-fatawa. هو باعتبارها خير ولكن قد يكون فيه شر لبعض الناس. And within it you find that there is good, but to some people they see it to be evil. قَدْ يَكُونُ فِيهِ شَرٌ لِبَعْضِ النَّاسِ. Even though there's evil in it, people sometimes they what? They see it to be evil. And I'll give you some example. وَهُوَ شَرٌ جُزْئِي إِضَافِي. Rather it is subjective evil. فَأَمَّا شَرٌ كُلِّي أو شر مطلق فالرب منزه عنه. As for the total and يعني the evil in totality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from this. Evil being ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in totality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from this. Kasha, are you right, yeah? Okay. Okay. Just take it down from him, inshallah. And then I'll explain again. طيب. So we just mentioned what? Nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates is pure evil. The examples will make you help understand better, so pay attention to the examples. There's nothing that takes place in this universe. It might look to us that this is evil. Na'am, it might look to us that this is evil, but there's nothing that is pure evil. Rather, it is in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And an example of this, ikhwani, is when three kids who are with their mother, they get involved in a car crash. What happens? The three kids die. The only one that lives is the mother. This from the apparently looks to us to be what? Something evil. Three kids dying, ikhwan. Or four kids or five kids. All dying at once. From the apparent, it looks as if it is evil. طيب. Little do we know. These kids, had they lived, they might have taken the mother to where? To the fire. And look at the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. مَا مِنْ كُنَّ إِمْرَأَةٌ تُقَدِّمُ ثَلَاثًا مِنْ وَلَدْ إِلَّا كَانَ لَحِجَامًا مِنَ النَّارِ. There's never a woman who's had three kids. They have died. Huh? Except that this is a seal, a barrier. It's a barrier between her and the fire. So a woman losing three kids, it is a means of there being a barrier between her and the fire. So a woman said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Wathnain, what about two?" So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Wathnain." So if a mother loses two, na'am, it's a barrier between her and the fire. So do you see now the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Did you give the example of Khadir and Musa?
I'm going to give it right now. طيب. Little do we know that if these kids had lived, they could have what? Taken this lady to the fire. And at the same time, khair came out of it. Even though it might be hard in the beginning, but khair comes out of it. Why? Because it's a means now of her having a barrier between her and the fire. طيب. The story of Khidr. وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامُ فَكَانَ أَبُوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ فَقَشِينَ يُرِقُمَ تُغْيَانُ وَكُفْرًا. As for the kid, huh? That Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam killed. His parents were what? Believers. And Allah said, فَخَشِينَا يُرْهِقُمَا تُغْيَانُ وَكُفْرًا. And we feared that had he lived, he would have brought ungratitude, ungratefulness, and he would have become a disbeliever to his parents. He would have brought a lot of problems to his parents. فَأَرَدْنَا يُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا مِنْهُ زَكَاةً وَأَقْرَبُ رَحْمًا. And we wanted to replace this. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned in the hadith. This hadith explains the ayah. وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامَ الَّذِي قَتَلَهُ خِذَرْ طُبِعَ كَافِرًا. The boy that Khidr killed, he was still to be a kafir. وَلَوْ عَاشَ لَأَرْحَقَ أَبَوَيْهِ طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا. Had he lived, طيب, he would have brought disbelief and also ungratitude unto his parents. Do you understand now? It's a lot of information to take in, but we need to understand this with all these proofs and evidences put together. What's also this hadith is a proof for what? That we've been taking today. Huh? Jayid. Hypothetical example. The Prophet said what? وَلَوْ عَاشَ. If he was to live, but he's dead now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows hypothetically if something was going to happen, how this would take place. So if this kid was going to live, what he would have done. So sometimes an evil takes place and there is hikmah behind it. And also the shaytan, ikhwani, the shaytan. Can we say that the shaytan, the presence of the shaytan and the fact that the shaytan was created is purely evil? The presence of the shaytan, even there's khair in it. Shall I tell you why? What happens now when a shaitan is whispering in your ear and you go do zina? And you become regretful. Wallahi, what did I do? And this and that. You're making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It raises your rank. And at the same time, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu at-tahirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those that make tawbah. So the fact that the shaitan whispered and it led you to doing something that is wrong, you thought to yourself, khalas, I need to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now. And when the person goes back to Allah and he makes tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does he do? He loves him.
Could you also use the example of Abu Huraira and
آية الكرسي. نعم. You could. نعم. طيب. I had a friend that was involved in a car crash. Never used to pray. After he got into the car crash, what happened? As soon as he came out, the whole family started praying. Sometimes one is afflicted with an affliction, it changes his life. And from the apparent is what? Akhi, how can this evil take place? Huh? They'll say to you, if there was really a Lord, Ikhwan, if there was really a Lord, normally we see a guy stabbing another guy. What are we going to do? Call the police, huh? Two people are fighting. We're going to jump in. We're going to try and stop it. If there was really a Lord, he sees now a baby being killed. A baby is about to die. Why doesn't your Lord stop it? Why doesn't your Lord stop it? Because the human being will stop it. Like we mentioned, there's hikmah behind it. Khair comes out of it. You see something to be evil, huh? But there's a lot of good in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَشَرٌ لَكُمْ. This ayah is very, very important in this issue. Perhaps you love something, but it's evil for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَخَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. And perhaps you dislike something, but it's good for you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, and you don't know. Brothers, this personal experience, and I mentioned this before as well, my friend got shot. I remember in a time called in Camden, in London, there was generation after generation after generation, a bunch of Somalis and also Eritreans, Ethiopians, Arabs. They were all hanging around. I was one of them at the time, back in Jahiliyyah. Generation after generation after generation, what? Dealing drugs. Everyone does. Dealing drugs. Girls. Fraud. Stealing. All kinds of shurur are taking place. And obviously the parents, they get sad. They're making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nothing is changing. Brothers, we're talking about the elders. They got youngers. The youngers got youngers now. And then their youngers, they have youngers as well. Four generations. What happens? One of the brothers gets shot. And he dies. This is something that is, from the apparent, is evil. Sah, it looks to us that it is evil. What happened? Majority of those that used to hang around on the streets, what? Some of them went to Egypt, some of them went to Yemen, some of them went to Saudi, and they left the streets altogether, in totality. And maybe if it wasn't because of that, I wouldn't be sitting here today. One of the reasons why I'm sitting here today is because, khalas, I said to myself, if this happens to me now, are my friends going to leave me? What benefit are they going to do for me? So do you understand, brothers? Sometimes something evil from the apparent takes place and it brings a lot of khair out of it. So that's the time when I left London and I moved to Leicester, and then after I went to Yemen and etc. Went to Umrah to change my life altogether. Now this beard just came now, you know. It wasn't there before. طيب. And sometimes as well, ikhwan, a divorce that takes place. Okay, before I go into the divorce, let's talk about marriage. One guy, he's dying to get married to that girl. As they say, love is blind. He's gone. He really wants to get married to that girl. He tries and he tries and he tries and he tries. What does Allah say? وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْءٍ وَشَرٌ لَكُمْ. Perhaps you like something, but it's evil for you or bad for you. He's trying, he can't. It's just not happening. I remember, I'll tell you this story as well. I was very... I was about to get married to a Yemeni from Yemen. And I tried, and I tried, and I tried. Wallahi, I was trying so hard. Huh? Previous thing was my story, yeah. True story. Sometimes true stories, they make you understand the adil and etc. I was trying so hard. Naam. And you know, it's not easy to bring a woman from another country all the way to Britain. At that time, Ikhwan, I didn't have a job. So you need money in order to bring a woman. How are you going to bring her without money? So I'm looking for a job. I'm trying to go to this warehouse. I'm trying to go. Everybody's getting the warehouse jobs. But you understand, it's not easy. It's not hard to get a warehouse job. Na'am. A lot of the fathers from St. Matthew's, they all went to Marks and Spencer's to go work there. It's not easy. You don't need qualifications to go into, I'm going, trying to go in this morning, go to this agency, that agency, this agency. Never ever works out. I even went to the induction for the Argus warehouse. They never called me back. They called everyone else back, but they never called me. So I'm thinking, why is it because of my body? I'm skinny or what? I can't, you know, handle the job or... So ala kullin, I'm trying for a whole year. I'm looking for a job, ikhwan, for a whole year. And the woman's waiting. They've given me the lady I'm about to get. Yani they said you could get married to her. But all you need now is to... You need some money, obviously, to cover your basic expenses. Wallahi, they reached the point, akhi, this guy's not serious. What is he doing? He's not got anything. He's not doing anything. He's not making any movements. So in the end, we decided to call it off. I think it was 2 weeks later, I got a job. For a whole year, I was looking for a job. 2 weeks later, wallahi, the job just... Yani, the job came to me. I didn't even go to it. The job came to me. I'm just walking in the middle of town. Some guy or some people we saw there, Na'am, they just said to us, apply for this job. I applied for it. I got the job. So the whole point is, yani, sometimes you really want to do something. Huh? And then my mom, obviously, she went to Yemen. And then she seen some things, obviously, I'm not going to mention now. Na'am, and then she was very, very happy that it didn't actually work out for me. Because, yani... it's been recorded. I don't wanna, you know, after they get complaints and it gets put on the internet and the family there, you know, they're complaining to my parents or anything like that. Yeah, any private matters there, I'm not gonna go into it. Ala kulli, do you understand, ikhwan? Sometimes you really wanna do something, but it doesn't work out. Tayyib, how many guys have come up to me, wallahi, he goes to me, akhi, I was about to get married to that girl and now I realize, na'am, she's taken off her hijab, she's taken off her gloves, her niqab, everything has gone. I used to think she was righteous. Alhamdulillah, I never got married to her. And mashallah, the brother got married to a girl that's very, very good after, yani. Do you understand? Sometimes these things happen and a person needs patience and he does his tikhan, etc. And sometimes a divorce. A divorce, ikhwan, from the apparent is evil. Huh? A boy and a woman, they just got together. Divorce, it came in a hadith that is weak, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry when a divorce takes place, even when the relation is weak. Na'am? Sometimes you find that due to the characteristics of each one, he dislikes this from her and she dislikes this from him. When they get divorced and they partake now or they embark on another relationship, they've always got some of the things they used to do, their evil characteristics in the back of their mind. If I was to maybe do this, or my previous husband used to dislike this, this guy might dislike it. So sometimes a divorce happens and a person, he changes. What? For the better. Is that clear? So there's always hikmah behind it. There's always hikmah behind it. Na'am? The wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this ayah is an asl in his bab. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْنُ وَخَيْنُ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْنُ وَشَرُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ أَنْتُمْ لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and you don't know. Surah Al-Baqarah. Is that clear, Khwan? It's a lot of information. And our brother Liban, he has the honors for next week to mention everything that we mentioned. Na'am, and to give us a lesson on this matter. Taib, does anyone have any questions regarding this topic? Brothers, this topic, wallahi, is a topic that tulab al-ilm. I remember when I was in Damaj and people were studying the issue of al-wasiyah, Aqidatul Wasiyah, the book of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. When it comes to this topic, they leave the lesson. And they come back one and they ask, Akhi, has he finished the issue of Al-Qadr yet? You find that if a person doesn't understand it, you can get a lot of doubts. Na'am? So if you don't understand this now, Na'am, and you're able to explain this, wallahi qata'tum shawtan azeeman. You've basically covered a big chapter in Al-Aqidah that is very hard for a lot of people to understand. And a lot of people have doubts regarding. Na'am? But you need every aspect. The four things that we mentioned. Na'am? And then some of the scenarios that I gave you. That if someone says now, that a person is forced because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him and his actions. He's like a feather in the middle of the wind. All of this needs to be known. Na'am, and blaming the Qadr, or someone saying, Khalas, I'm from the people of the fire. I've been doing sin for 90 years. Khalas, what is there any, what hope is left for me? Huh?
That issue of the people, the fire issue, does that mean if you, it's not permissible to like, you know, like when you have a child, if you have a child and then they do something bad, you tell them, be careful, you know, to do that, or you can't tell them, oh, you're going to fire.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, tell them, like, if
you... Because you don't know whether they're going to go in the fire or not.
No, you can say to him, yani, yani, you will get, you, this action that you're doing, there's a chance of you getting punished in the fire. Or it could lead you to the fire. Naam. Us to say you're in the fire, yeah. Or you're going to Jannah. Yeah. That's a whole different topic that we're going to take when we come to the issue of the Sahaba. Yani, shahadatul mu'ayyin. To say that Fulan is in the Jannah, or Fulan is in the fire, the Aqidah of Al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah, until we have clear proof. Until we have clear proof that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned Fulan is in the Jannah. Hadith Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, he mentioned, ما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لحي يمشي إنه في الجنة إلا لعبد الله بن السلام. I never heard one, يعني, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ever say someone that is walking upon the earth to be from the people of the Jannah except Abdullah bin Salam. That's one narration. Another narration came, عشرات في الجنة. 10 of them are in the Jannah. Abu Bakr في الجنة, Umar في الجنة, Uthman, Ali, Zubair, Talha, إلى آخر الحديث. نعم, أبو عبيد بن الجراح, سعد بن أبي وقاص. نعم. Talha, if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly mentioned Fulan is in the Jannah or Fulan is in the fire, then we have to take it. As for everyone else, we don't know. We don't know where the person, even if a person is committing, mashallah, يعني, the best of the ibadat, he's performing the best of the ibadat. The Prophet said, لا تعجبوا, what was the hadith? نعم, لا تعجبوا بعمل عامل حتى تنظروا بما يختم له. Do not become amazed of the action of a person until you clearly know how his ending is, how he died. Because a person can deviate. Or one can be sinning and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might forgive him. Naam? So we can't say with ta'keed, with confirmation, Fulan is in the fire, Fulan is in the Jannah. Even the shaheed, the one that's dying in the war, died in the jihad, he's taking part in the jihad. Someone is taking part in the jihad and he's fighting, killing the kuffar and everything. We can't say that Fulan is a shaheed. We say, inshallah, we hope for him to be from the shuhada. Imam Bukhari has got a whole chapter in the Sahih. Bab, la yuqalu Fulanu shaheed. He has in his chapter, his chapters in the Sahih. The chapter, it shouldn't be said that Fulan is a shaheed. And then it brings us proofs. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ يُكْرَمُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ يُخْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who has been killed for his sake. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who has been injured and wounded for his sake. And you know the hadith of the man that was killing and everything, huh? And then he ended up killing himself. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said he's in a fire. Some of the Sahaba were about to apostate. How can this man go to the fire? He was fighting, he was doing this, he was killing all the kuffar. So we don't know. We say, inshallah ta'ala, we hope that he's from the shuhada. If this is regarding the shuhada, the guy that's fighting in the jihad, then how about anyone else? Huh?
So you're not allowed to tell, even, for example, if you're angry with a kafir, and you can't say you're in a fight. You have to say,
we can't say he's in the fire. Akhi, he might turn around tomorrow and become a Muslim. How do you know? Naam. And likewise, the issue of a la'an, we can't curse a person. Whether it's a kafir, even though there's ikhtilaf regarding a kafir, it's not allowed. The rajih is that you can't curse a kafir, say, la'natullahi alayk, that's currently living. Because obviously you're expelling him from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a whole ayah that came down. لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٍ أَوْ يَتُوبَ عَلَى مَنْ يُعَذِّبَهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. That came down saying that the affair is not in your hands, O Muhammad. After he cursed a few of the mushriks. And then after, يعني, two of the people that he cursed became Muslim after a certain amount of time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Is that okay, ikhwan, yeah? Inshallah, subhanak Allah. Huh?
Mother passes away and they just say she dies a kafir.
Uh-huh.
So she's a disbeliever now.
If she clearly died upon kufr.
Yeah, 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 it's just clear.
Open it. That's it. Yeah.
And you know
that also given for. Yeah. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, in the Quran, ولا تصلي على أحد منهم مات أبدا ولا تقوم على قبره. Do not pray on any of them that have died, and do not stand at their grave. And it also says in the Quran, ما كان للنبي والذين آمنوا يستغفروا للمشركين. It wasn't the way of the prophets and the believers to make istighfar for the mushrikeen. Naam.
So, and the next question is, just say, you know, okay, I can't forgive this, but can you ask Allah to lighten the punishment for them?
That's not something that's gonna happen.
As I give them, like, for
example, like what happened to Abu Talib?
Yeah.
Naam. This is from the Shafa'a. We're gonna take in the chapter of Shafa'a that is specific for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If someone died as a mushrik, khalas, you can't do anything. The shurut, conditions when it comes to the shafa'a. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been pleased with him. Huh? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be happy and satisfied with the one that's asking for intercession. Naam. And the hadith, that kind of intercession of the adab being lightened is specific for the Prophet. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لَعَلَّهُ تَنْفَعُهُ شَفَاعَتِي. Perhaps my shafa'a will be a benefit for him, يعني Abu Talib. And then the hadith that I mentioned to you earlier, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, فَيُجْعَلُ فِي ضَحْضَاحٍ مِنْ نَارٍ يَبْلُغُ كَعْبَيْهِ يَغْلِ مِنْهُ دِمَاغُهُ. He will be put in the shallowest part of the fire, where the fire will touch his ankles, and because of this, his head, his brain will boil. Naam, that's only specific for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for anyone else, Naam, you can't intercede for a kafir, a person that has died from kufr and shirk. And we're going to take that inshallah ta'ala in many of the books we're going to be studying on Tawheed. And also when we reach the chapter of Al-Shafa'a, where Imam Abu Zur'at al-Razi and also Abu Hatim al-Razi, they mention Wal-Shafa'atu haqqun. Tayyib. Subhanakallahu bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.